Unit 13, Khilafat Movement. Page 11. Structure, 13.0, Objectives. 13.1, Introduction. 13.2, Khilafat Movement. 13.3, Treaty of Service and its Impact. 13.4, Estimate. 13.5, Let us sum up. 13.6, Self-Assessment Questions. And 13.7, Books for Further Study. Page 12. 13.0, Objectives. In this unit, you will be able to understand the historical process of the establishment of the Khilafat movement in India 1919. When Turkey stood became defeated in the war, the Indian Muslims became apprehensive of its faith and also its position of its Sultan, who was also at Caliphate, or the religion heads of all Muslims of the world. They therefore organized a Khilafat movement by the two Ali brothers and sent all deputations to the Viceroy and the British government to protect the status of Khalifa. They warned that a country-wide non-cooperation movement will be launched if demands were not fulfilled. Further, you will learn in this unit that the Khilafat Committee started the non-cooperation movement on August 31, 1920, which is endorsed by the Congress, and Gandhiji was asked to lead the movement. Gandhi, therefore, suspended the movement in 1922 as he felt that it could not be run by non-violent means as were called for. By that time, the Khilafat issue had lost its importance because of a successful revolution by Mustafa Kemal Pasha in Turkey. You will also know the Sultan of Turkey was deposed in 1923 and the office of Caliph was abolished in 1924. With this, the Khilafat movement was collapsed. 13.1. Introduction. The word Khilafat means Caliphate, Caliphate. Historically, the Caliph was the successor to Prophet Muhammad. In theory, the Caliph was both a spiritual and temporal leader of Muslims all over the world. Naturally, the Indian Muslims had also recognized the Khalifa as their religious heads. The Khilafat movement aimed at the preservation of the power and integrity of Turkey under Muslim rule and the continuance of the Sultan of Turkey as the Caliph of the Muslim world. She, growing in weakness and fast decline of Turkey before 1914 and her losses during the First World War, 1914 to 1918, threatening her with complete extinction, roused the livelihood interests of Indian Muslims, and a movement was started in about 1920 for exercising pressure on England so that she might not join the destruction of Turkey and its caliphate. This movement amongst the Indian Muslims is known as the Khilafat movement. It drew up two leaders in the brothers, Shaukat Ali and Muhammad Ali, both of whom were well-educated and good orators. They joined the Indian National Congress, which, under the leadership of Mahatma Gandhi, started the non-cooperation movement in 1920. Thus, the Khilafat movement led to the unprecedented union between Indian Muslims and Hindus and greatly strengthened the cause of Indian nationalism. The Khilafat movement, combined with the idea of non-cooperation, led to an attempted migration, Hijrat, of a large number of Indian Muslims to Afghanistan. But it proved a disaster for the Afghans, so the Muslims were definitely cold towards the Indian brothers in faith. Further, Kemal Atatürk emerged in Turkey and succeeding in reviving the Turks. Finally, the Sultan was deposed in 1923, the office of Caliph was abolished in 1924, and Turkey was declared to be a secular state by the Turks themselves. Page 13. The ground was thus completely cut from beneath the feet of the movement, which soon collapsed. 13.2. Khilafat Movement. Khilafat Movement, 1919 to 1924, was a pan-Islamic movement influenced by Indian nationalism. The Ottoman Emperor Abdul Hamid II, 1876 to 1909, had launched a pan-Islamic program to use his position as the Sultan Khalifa, or global Muslim community, with a view to saving his disintegrating empire from foreign attacks and to crush the nationalistic democratic movement at home.
The visit of his emissary Jamal-ud-Din Afghani to India in the late 19th century to propagate pan-Islamic ideas received a favorable response from some Indian Muslim leaders. These sentiments intensified early in the 20th century with the revocation in 1911 of the 1905 partition of Bengal, the Italian in 1911, and Balkan in 1911 to 1912 attacks on Turkey, and Great Britain participation in the First World War 1914 to 1918 against Turkey. The defeat of Turkey in the First World War and the division of its territories under the Treaty of Services 10th August 1920 among European powers caused apprehensions in India over the Caliphate's custodianship of the holy places of Islam. Accordingly, the Khilafat movement was launched in September 1919 as an Orthodox communal movement to protect the Turkish Caliphate and save his empire from dismemberment by Great Britain and the other European powers. The Ali brothers Muhammad Ali and Shaukat Ali, Maulana Abdul Kalam Azad, Dr. M. A. Ansari and Hazrat Mohani initiated the movement. Khilafat conference was organized in several cities in northern India. A central Khilafat committee with provisions for provincial branches was constituted at Bombay with Seth Chotani, a wealthy merchant, as its president and Shaukat Ali as its secretary. In 1920, the Ali brothers produced the Khilafat Manifesto. The Central Khilafat Committee started a fund to help the nationalist movement in Turkey and to organize the Khilafat movement at home. The Lucknow Pact showed that it was possible for middle-class, English-educated Muslims and Hindu to arrive at an amicable settlement on Hindu-Muslim constitutional and political problems. This unity reached its climax during the Khilafat and non-cooperation movement. After the World War I, the Ottoman Empire faced dismemberment. Under the leadership of Ali brothers Muhammad Ali and Maulana Shaukat Ali, the Muslims of South Asia launched two historic Khilafat movement to save it. Gandhi linked the issue to associate with the movement. The ensuing movement was the first countrywide popular movement.
Page 14. Muslims of India had a strong feeling of identity with the world community of Islam. They had seen the decline of the political fortunes of Islam as the power conquered the Muslim lands one after the other. The Anglo-Russian Convention of 1908 had reduced their next-door neighbor Iran to a mere dependency. Afghanistan also suffered it, as it was a bone contention between Russia and Britain and was now under latter's sphere of influence. The general impression among the Muslims of India was that the Western powers were waging a war against Islam throughout the world in order to rob it of all its power and influence. The Ottoman Empire was a Muslim power that had maintained a semblance of authority, and the Muslims of India wanted to save political power from extinction. As an institution, the Khilafat had checkered post. It had originally migrated from Medina to Damascus and from Damascus to Baghdad. For some time it was located in Egypt. Then it fell to the lot of Turkey, very much as a prize. The Turkish Sultan had claimed to be the caliphs of the Muslim world. As long as the Mughal Empire had been in existence, the Muslims of India had not recognized their claim. At this critical juncture, when the Muslims of the subcontinent had no sovereign ruler of their own, they began to see the necessity of recognizing the attempts of Turkey as their caliph. Tipu Sultan was the first Indian Muslim who, having been frustrated in his attempt to gain recognition from the Mughals, had turned the Sultan of Turkey to establish a legal right to his throne. The European powers had played a leading role in reducing the might of Turkey in Europe to the eastern side with the Constantinople and the Steers of Balkan Wars, 1912 to 1913. To seek revenge, the Turks decided to side with the Germans against the Allied forces. The Indian Muslims supported their decision. Muhammad Ali argued that for Muslims to accept mandates over Iraq, Syria and Palestine would amount to a total disregard of the wishes of the Holy Prophet. Thus, the Muslims of India launched a Tehrik-e-Khilafat. The objectives were as follows. 1. To maintain the Turkish Caliphate. 2. To protect the holy places of the Muslims. And 3. To maintain the unity of the Ottoman Empire. There was absolute unanimity among the Indian Muslims. Though separated from Turkey by thousands of miles, they were determined to fight Turkey's battle from India. Page 15. 13.3. Treaty of Sevres and its impact. When the terms of the Treaty of Sevres were announced in 1920, it caused a deep resentment among the Muslims. They felt betrayed. In June 1920 to 1990, influential their intent to start a non-cooperation movement against the government from August until the terms of the treaty with Turkey were revised. But this was no avail to the British Prime Minister Lloyd George, was an implacable enemy of the Turkey, and Indian Khilafat deputation visited England in 1920 to put their views before the British government. He ignored them, the deputation met with failure. A tragic offshoot of the Khilafat movement was the Hijrat movement, proposed by Jamiat al-Ulema-i-Hind. When a land is not safe for Islam, a Muslim has two options, Jihad or Hijrat. Around 925, eminent Muslims signed this fatwa. According to one version, the idea of Hijrat was originated from Maulana Abdul Azad in the Northwest Frontiers province in Sindh. Hundreds of families sold their land and property, departed in and the direction of Khyber Pass to migrate to Afghanistan, a brotherly independent Muslim state. In the month of August alone, some 18,000 Indian Muslims migrated to Afghanistan. Afghanistan, a poor country, was unable to absorb so large an influx of population and sealed its borders. It is difficult to establish who is responsible for misleading such a large number of Muslims. Another tragic event was the Mopla uprising. In the mid-August 1921, agrarian riots broke out in the Nilambis. The Mopla peasants revolted against the Hindu landlords' oppressive policies, which are in the alliance with the British. The Hindu landlords redistributed their lands in the Moplas, who had been suffering, rose in revolt. A pitched battle between the British regiment and the Moplas killed several Europeans. 4,000 Moplas were killed in this action and tens of thousands were injured. Then there was the notorious Mopla train tragedy. Around 100 prisoners confined in a closed and almost airtight goods vans were transported by rail and the door was opened. 66 Moplas were found suffocating to death and the remaining 34 were on the verge of collapse. All this was followed by Hindu-Muslim communion clashes, particularly in Multan and Bengal, September 1922. The Sanghatan and Shuddhi movements were offshoots of these communal rioting, which were anti-Muslim and aimed at Hindu revivalism. Besides, other events, the arrest of Ali brothers in September 1921, gave a revere to the Khilafat movement. Gandhi was using this movement to accelerate India's advance towards Swaraj. Also, withdraw his support from Muslim cause for aftermath of the Chowri Chowra incident February 1922, using the excuse that the national volunteer who were responsible for the murder of 21 policemen, thus leading to violence, he called off the whole movement. Page 16. In 1924, Turks under Mustafa Kemal were consolidating their position in Turkey. They announced an end to the Khilafat. It was a great blow to the Indian Khilafatists, who had been campaigning on behalf of Turkey and Khilafat. Gradually, the enthusiasm of people died down and the Khilafat conference and the committee developed new interests and in a short time nothing but the name remained. Although the Khilafat movement failed to achieve its declared objectives, it carried political awakening to the large masses of Muslims. It was during the Khilafat days that representatives of Indian Muslims came into contact with eminent personages from other Muslim countries to save the semblance of unity in the world of Islam. The Khilafat movement was an asset for the struggle of Pakistan. It made clear to the Indian Muslims to trust neither the British nor the Hindus, but to look their own strengths for self-preservation. 13.4. Estimate. The Khilafat movement was essentially religious in nature and pan-Islamic in character. It started by the Indian Muslims to redress the wrongs done by Turkish Sultan by the British government. Gandhi completely identified himself with the movement to achieve a threefold end, viz. To obtain justice in the face of odds with the method of Satyagraha, to secure Muslim friendship for the Hindus and to transfer Indian will into the affection for the British. Thus, Gandhi saw in the Khilafat movement a rare opportunity for promoting various concerns. For Gandhi, Khilafat and Kamdenu, as it offered him an opportunity for uniting Hindus and Muslims, as would not rise in 100 years, the movement generated an atmosphere of fraternation. It brought the two majority communities so close to each other that for a moment it seems as if the difference between them had completely vanished. For the time since 1857, the Muslims were on warpath against the British rulers. Muslim participations in the nationalist movement in 1920 to 1922 would not have been achieved without the Khilafat organizations. In short, the Khilafat movement was an exemplary exercise in Hindu-Muslim unity in the history of Indian freedom struggle. However, the Muslims were more concerned with the Khilafat movement, a pan-Islamic religious issue, than a Hindu-Muslim unity or national emancipation. Gandhi is blamed for injecting the Khilafat question in Indian politics and turned the politically conscious Muslim to acute religious fanaticism. It brought the Maulanis and Muslim religious leaders into political struggle, who had a religious complexion with the freedom struggle. Gandhi, with best intentions, introduced religion into politics, without realizing the dangerous implications in leading towards the creation of Pakistan. The Khilafat issue proved to be a daydream. It was shattered when Turkey Assembly decided to abolish the institution itself on 3rd March 1924. The Khilafat movement is described as the last outburst of pan-Islamism, and Bipin Chandra Pal and Jinnah opposed it, for it was based on religious issue. Jinnah, who was the ardent promoter of the ideal Indian nationalism, left the Congress in protest against the introduction of religion into politics, the Khilafat movement went in. Page 17. The Mapilla Rebellion in Malabar, followed by Turkey's repudiation of the Khilafat, destroyed the apparent unity between the two countries. A fresh bout of mutual distrust and suspicion undermined the relations between Hindus and Muslims. Hence, it is said that Hindu-Muslim unity, brought by Gandhi in 1920 to 1921, was artificial in character and did not produce any change of heart. The non-cooperation failed to achieve any of its objects. On the contrary, it led to many Hindu-Muslim riots. Movement helped a national awakening and gave self-esteem to the Congress into a revolutionary organization and prepared the people to endure punishment by the government. 13.5. Let us sum up. In this unit, we have discussed about the Khilafat movement organized in India by the two Ali brothers. The Caliph was regarded as the spiritual and temporal head of the Islamic world. Indian Muslims had also recognized the Khilafat as a religious head. During the war, the Indian Muslims extended their loyal support and cooperation to the British government by enlisting Muslims in strength for service in the army. But when the war came to a close, the Turkish Sultan was deprived of all real authority and his empire was desecrated. This is a clear violation of the solemn promise given to them by the British government. In protest against this, the Indian Muslims launched a mass movement, Khilafat movement, and successfully won the support of the Congress and Mahatma Gandhi, who led to the non-cooperation movement. Further, you have learned in this unit that the Khilafat's issue had also lost its relevance. The Turkish people, under the leadership of Muslim Kamal Pasha, rose in revolt against the Sultan and captured power. Office of the Caliph was abolished in 1924, and Turkey was declared a secular republic, and the Khilafat movement in India also frittered away. 13.6. Self-assessment questions. First, Roman, answer the following. 1. Khilafat movement. 2. Muhammad Ali and Shaukat Ali. 3. Dr. Ansari. 4. How did the Khilafat movement merge with the non-cooperation movement and with what result? 5. Narrate the circumstances leading to the formation of the Khilafat movement in India by the Ali brothers. Page 18. 13.7. Books for further study. 1. Manjumdar R.C. History of Freedom Movement in India. 2. Sharma J.C. India's Struggle to Freedom. 3. Raghuvanshi V.P.S. Indian Nationalist Movement. 4. Mukherjee H. India's Struggle for Freedom. 5. Chatterjee A.C. Indian Struggle for Freedom. 6. Kali Milnaut, the Khilafat Movement. And 7. Tarachand, the History of Freedom Movement in India.